بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى: حدثنا مسدد قال حدثنا إسماعيل بن إبراهيم قال حدثنا زياد بن مخراق قال حدثني تيسلة بن مياس قال كنت مع النجدات فأصبت ذنوبا لا أراها إلا من الكبائر، فذكرت ذلك لابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما، قال ما هي؟ قلت كذا وكذا، قال ليست هذه من الكبائر، هن تسع: الإشراك بالله، وقتل نسمة، والفرار من الزحف، وقذف المحسنة، وأكل الربا، وأكل مال اليتيم، وإلحاد في المسجد، والذي يستسخر، وبكاء الوالدين من العقوق. قال لي ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما: أتفرق من النار وتحب أن تدخل الجنة؟ قلت: إي والله. قال: أحي والداك؟ قلت: عندي أمي. قال: فوالله لو ألنت لها الكلام وأطعمتها الطعام لتدخلن الجنة ما اجتنبت الكبائر. Taysalah ibn Mayyas says that I was with the Najdat, the companions of Amir ibn Najdah, a leader of the deviated sect Al-Khawarij. And I committed certain crimes whilst I was with them. I made certain mistakes, and I considered these crimes, these mistakes, to be from amongst the major sins due to lack of knowledge. So I mentioned them to Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma after I repented and after I reverted to the path of truth. I spoke to Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma regarding those mistakes, those misdeeds of mine. And I also mentioned that I personally believe that those misdeeds and those mistakes were from the kabair, from major sins. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma said, ma hiya? What are these mistakes that you are talking about? Mention them to me. Qultu kadha wa kadha. So I said, this, such and such. Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma said, laysat hadihi min al kabair. These misdeeds are not from the major sins. They do not fall within the category of major sins. It is your misunderstanding. Hunna tis'un. The major sins are 9. Al-ishraku billah, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa qatlu nasama, murdering someone, Muslim or non-Muslim, taking somebody's life. Wal firaru min az-zahf, fleeing from the battle. Wa qadhful muhsana, to accuse, to slander an innocent, chaste woman. Wa aklur riba, taking usury, taking interest. وَأَكْلُ مَالِ الْيَتِيمِ, consuming the property, consuming the wealth of an orphan. وَإِلْحَادٌ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ, deviation from the straight path whilst in the sacred masjid in Makkah Mukarrama. وَالَّذِي يَسْتَسْخِرُ This is the eighth major sin that Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has enumerated. And I have mentioned last week that this part of the hadith can be read in three ways. وَالَّذِي يَسْتَحْسِرُ الَّذِي يَسْتَسْحِرُ and الَّذِي يَسْتَسْخِرُ الَّذِي يَسْتَحْسِرُ The person who becomes tired, the person who gets tired, and it is referring to getting tired from supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means becoming despondent. A person is supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a day passes. And he notices that his prayer has not been answered. He continues, a week passes. And he does not get what he has desired from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A month passes, still his prayer is not answered. A year passes. So some people after a week, some people after a month, some people after months, some people after a year, years, become despondent. So they get tired. They get tired of supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They leave the dua. They leave their prayers. They leave their supplication. And they say that I have supplicated, but Allah does not listen to my prayers. So becoming despondent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting our prayers is a major sin. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ Only those people who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The believers don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the believers know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a promise to them. اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ Supplicate to me and I will grant it to you. Ask from me and I will grant it to you. Ujibu da'wat ad-da'i idha da'an. When a person turns to me and asks from me, I grant him whatever he is asking from me. But sometimes its form could be different. And we have discussed this in lengthy detail in last week's lesson. Those brothers who were not present last week, I would urge them to take out some time and listen to the dars of last week, because it is very, very important to understand this particular aspect of our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asking from him, always expecting from him, and always remaining happy with his decision, with this belief that I have asked from him, he will definitely grant it to me, if not today, next week, if not next week, after a year, and if not in this world, then in the hereafter. And if not what I am asking from him, then he will grant me something better. I am asking him for a very good car. If he doesn't give me a good car, then he'll give me a very good house. He'll definitely accept my prayer. If not in this world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward me in abundance when I go in Jannah. So, alladhi yastahsir. Another way of reading this is, alladhi yastaskhiru. The one who scoffs at someone else. The one who makes fun of someone else. This is also a major sin. To cause harm to somebody monetarily is a major sin. To cause harm to somebody physically is also a major sin. And to cause harm to somebody mentally by hurting his heart, that is also a major sin. الَّذِي يَسْتَسْخِرُ. The person who scoffs at somebody, who makes fun of somebody. Who finds pleasure in making fun out of somebody. This is a major sin. And this sin in the Arabic language is known as tamaskhur or sukhriya or istihza. And a person who scoffs at someone, who makes fun of someone, who finds pleasure out of making some fun of somebody, this is an indication that this person is ignorant. And we understand this from the glorious Quran. During the time of Musa alayhi salatu was salam, a person was murdered. The killer was unknown. A dead body was found. People came to Musa alayhi salatu was salam, the Banu Israel. The case was put forward to Musa alayhi salatu was salam. Musa alayhi salatu was salam referred to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Musa alayhi salatu was salam to tell Banu Israel, the Israelites, to slaughter a cow. So Musa alayhi salatu wassalam said, Inna Allah ya'murukum an tadbahu baqara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders you, in order to solve this problem of yours, in order to ascertain who the killer is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering you to slaughter a cow. Now the people could not understand the connection between slaughtering a cow and ascertaining the killer. So they thought to themselves that if we go away from Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, if we find a cow, if we slaughter a cow, and if we tell people that we are slaughtering a cow to ascertain the killer, people will make fun of us. So they said to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, Atattakhiduna huzwa? Are you making fun of us? Do you want us to become a joke? Do you want us to become clowns? That we go out there, we look for a cow, we slaughter a cow, and if people ask us, we say that we are slaughtering this cow so that we can find the killer. We can ascertain the killer. So you're making fun of us. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Inni a'udhu billahi an akuna minal jahilin. I seek refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from becoming an ignorant person. So Musa alayhi salam has indicated And by relating the incident of Musa alayhi salam, the Quran is indicating that the person who makes fun of other people becomes an ignorant person. He behaves like somebody who would be ignorant. Why? Because he looks down upon that person. When would a person make fun of somebody? A person will make fun of somebody when he becomes a victim of superiority complex. A clever student will make fun of a weak student. If a weak student in his class, when answering to the question of the teacher, if he makes a silly mistake, what would the clever students do? They would look at each other and they would laugh. This laughing is istihza. This is tamaskhur. This is sukhriya, which is haram and a major sin. And after class, what would they do in front of that student? They would repeat that same mistake and laugh. A person can make fun of somebody verbally, with words, and a person can make fun of somebody with a gesture as well. Somebody limps because he has a disability in his leg. And there are 3-4 people who dislike him. For some reason they have a dislike for him. So they copy him. And they walk in a limping manner and nobody says anything. But one of the 4 will limp and everybody will laugh. That is, he is copying that person. This is sukhriya. This is istihza. This is tamaskhur. It is not permissible. It is a major sin. Whenever a person makes fun of the other, there will always be an element of kibr, pride and arrogance, that I am better than him. It is for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, La yaskhar qawmun min qawmin, a group of people should not make fun of another group of people. A group of people should not mock at another group of people. A group of people should not scoff at another group of people. Why? Asa an yakunu khayram minhum. Because it is possible, that the latter, the one who is being mocked at, is better than the former. Maybe he is limping, maybe he was not able to reply to the question correctly, maybe he did not understand a particular issue. Maybe his style of dressing looks amusing, so we're making fun of him. But it is possible that the treasures or the gems and the jewels that remain hidden in the treasures of his heart are far more valuable than what you possess. His sincerity, his devotion, his connection with his creator, his generosity, his sabr, his shukr, his love for his fellow human beings, the qualities of the heart. So, whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbidding us to make fun of other people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also showing us the cure to this problem. That whenever you feel like making fun of somebody, contemplate and think to yourself that I am making fun of this person because I feel he is inferior to me, But it is possible that in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is more superior to me. And if He is more superior to me in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of Qiyamah, He will be better off than me. إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُ مِنْكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُونَ If you make fun of us today, then a time will come, a day will come when we will make fun of you just as you are making fun of us. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he used to say that never mind making fun of a human, making fun of a Muslim, making fun of a non-Muslim, never mind making fun of a non-Muslim. I am scared of making fun of a dog. Even an animal I am afraid of making fun of. If I see a dog doing something which is funny, then I am afraid to copy that dog or talk about that dog to somebody else and make fun of that dog, look down upon that dog. Why? Because I fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may punish me and turn me into a dog, and he may make me do the same thing that the dog is doing. This is the fear they had. These are the beautiful teachings of Islam. It is not permissible to make fun of anybody. Now there is something else which is similar to sukhriya, to tamasfur, to istihza. It is known as mizah. Joking with somebody. To joke with somebody. There is a difference between scoffing and joking. In order to understand the difference, mizah is permissible. Tamaskhur is haram. Mizah is permissible. And if mizah is carried out with a good intention, then mizah becomes rewarding. Now what is the difference between the two? Tamaskhur is to make fun of somebody, to look for faults in a person and then mention those faults to make other people laugh. This is tamaskhur. And in tamaskhur, the situation is that the person who is making fun out of somebody, he enjoys. But the person who is mocked at, the person who is scoffed at, he doesn't enjoy. He is hurt very much. This is tamaskhur. And what is mizah? Mizah is to joke with somebody. Mizah is to become humorous with somebody in a way that with your enjoyment he also enjoys. Like a father would do with his son, a friend with his friend, a husband with his wife, wife with her husband. We joke, we jest with those around us. And both parties find enjoyment. Both parties find it amusing. Both parties become happy. They laugh, they smile. And this humor and this joke brings their hearts more closer together. So if a person jokes with somebody with the intention of making him happy, this is my Muslim brother, or this is my blood brother, this is my wife, this is my husband, this is my daughter, this is my student, this is my teacher, let me bring happiness to him. And if I can make him happy with a joke, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become happy with me. Now this joke will become a rewarding deed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was far away from tamaskhur because it was a haram deed. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi Wasallam used to joke with his sahaba. He was humorous with his sahaba. Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. And the quality about the joke and the humor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was that normally when we have a light-hearted conversation with our close ones and when we try to make them happy, then it is not always something which is very serious, which is always truth. Sometimes we joke with our wife or our children or our friends. It's not always that we are saying the truth. We will lie for a while, for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, say, oh, I was only joking with you. But whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to joke with the sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmini, it was always truth. And number two, every time he joked with his sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain, there was always a lesson in it. When we joke with our friends, when we joke with our family members, when we joke with those who are close to us, it is not always truth. And it's not necessary that there is always a lesson in it, but it is still rewarding if the intention is correct. And if we are joking for the sake of joking, then if we don't hurt anybody's heart, if we make somebody happy, then it is permissible. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, whenever he used to call Anas radiyallahu anhu, Anas radiyallahu anhu was 10 years old when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam migrated to Madina Munawwara. And he was put in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his mother Umm Sulaym radiyallahu anha, who was the auntie of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 53 years old, Anas was 10 years old, but they were both cousins. So Anas radiyallahu anhu says that I served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years. Now, if a person is in the service of somebody for 10 years, service does not mean that 24 hours he was with him. Service means whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would travel during the day, he would spend a good portion of his time with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bringing water for him, preparing food for him, laying down and preparing meal for him. 10 years, and a young person like Anas, he was only 10 in the initial stages. Then slowly he grew up. He would make a mistake. But he said that in the 10 years that I served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not a single time did he become annoyed. Not a single time did he say, oof, never mind speaking out sentences in anger. You are like this and you are like this. You are always doing this. No, not a single oof. Not even oof. He did not show any displeasure. And during the whole 10 years, he never questioned me. Normally, the person who is in your service, you would say, I told you to do this. Why didn't you do this? I told you not to do this. Why did you do it? He said that never in 10 years did he say that, why did you do this or why didn't you do this? He had a lot of love for Anas radiyallahu anhu. So Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would joke with me and he would say, Ya dhal udhunain, oh, the one with 2 ears. Now everybody has 2 ears. Oh, the one with 2 ears, he would call him. Ya dal udhunain, where is the one with 2 ears? Come here. So it was truth, because Anas had 2 ears. And what did he imply when he used to say, oh, the one with 2 ears? Because he was a young lad, 10, 11, 12. And at the age of 10, 11, 12, 13, you are normally careless. So by continually saying, oh, the one with 2 ears, oh, the one with 2 ears, oh, the one with 2 ears, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was implying that I am the Prophet of Allah. So whenever I say something to you, listen very carefully, use those 2 ears.
He was joking with him. And Anas used to enjoy it whenever he used to say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, the one with 2 years, he used to enjoy it. Others also used to smile. He also used to smile. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also used to smile. And he is also teaching him that use those 2 years. Listen very carefully to what I am saying. Acquire as much knowledge as possible. And Anas did do that. And he became one of the leading muhaddithin. He is amongst those top sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajmain, who narrated the most ahadith to the ummah. There was another young sahabi, a very young child. He had a bird called Nughair. It was his pet bird, Nughair. And that pet bird died. So he was very much attached to that bird. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to see him in grief, to cheer him up, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Ya Aba Umair. He was still a young child and he would say, Oh, the father of Umair. He gave him this name, Ya Aba Umair. So he would say two sentences with a rhyme, Ya Aba Umair, Ma Fa'alan Nughair. Oh, the father of Umair, what has your bird Nughair done? Where has it gone? So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to joke with him, he used to become happy. Ya Aba Umair, Ma Fa'alan Nughair. Oh, the father of Umair, Ma Fa'alan Nughair. What has your bird, pet bird, Nughair done? Where is it gone? What has happened to it? Now it's a joke. Ya Aba Umair, Ma Fa'alan Nughair. The child would smile. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would smile. Everybody around would smile. This incident was narrated by the Sahaba to the Tabi'in, from the Tabi'in to the Taba Tabi'in. The Fuqaha and the jurists, pondering over this incident, and from these two sentences, Ya Aba Umair, Ma Fa'alan Nughair, have deduced more than 60 Islamic rulings. 60 Islamic rulings from these two sentences. Ya Aba Umair, Ma Fa'alan Nughair. He is joking, but there is so much lesson. Another person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and he said, Oh Messenger of Allah, I am a poor person and I have come to ask you for a camel so that it can be used as a means of conveyance. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that I will give you a child camel. I will give you a child of a she camel. I will give you a child of a she camel. So this person said, Oh Messenger of Allah, what will I do with a child of a she camel? I am a poor person. I am hardly looking after myself and my family. That will be an extra person to look after, because it will not be of benefit to me until it grows up. So what am I going to do with a child of a she camel? Child of a camel. And I will have to wait so many years before I am able to benefit from that camel. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hal talidil ibila illa nuk. Every camel is a child of a she camel. So whether I give you a child camel or whether I give you a full grown camel, it is still a child of a she camel. So he found it amusing. He smiled. Everybody smiled. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also smiled. A lady came into the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very old lady. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, old ladies will not go in Jannah. So she started weeping. So Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala said, you have made her cry. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what have I done? He said, you made this statement that old ladies will not go in Jannah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, but it is truth. Old ladies will not go in Jannah as old ladies, old ladies will become young and then go in Jannah. Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain one said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anta tuda'ibuna, you joke with us? You are the messenger of Allah, but still you joke with us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, but inni la aqulu illa haqqa. When I am joking, even in my joke, there is always truth. There is always a lesson. So we have to differentiate between tamaskhur, sukhriya, istihza, and mizah. Tamaskhur is haram, mizah is permissible, and if mizah is carried out with a good intention to make someone happy, to bring someone closer, to strengthen the bond of love and relationship, then it becomes rewarding. And how can one differentiate between the two? Whenever two people enjoy something that is a joke, that is mizah, and when one is enjoying and the other person is finding it painful, then that is a sign that it is tamaskhur, it is not humor or it is not mizah. Now before I conclude, I would like to give another example of mizah and tamaskhur. Sometimes when a father says something to his son, for example, or let's take an example of a teacher and a student. There is a very weak student in the class. And the teacher is attached to this weak student. The student is also attached to the teacher. So whenever the teacher looks at him, he says, let the Allama read. Allama means a very great scholar. So whenever the teacher says, let the Allama begin today, please read the lesson, so he will smile. And because the student is very closely connected to the teacher, he will also smile. That look, my teacher has love for me and he is joking with me. He is being humorous with me. And the whole class will smile. Everybody will get pleasure out of it. And he will also get pleasure out of it that the whole class knows that my teacher has love for me. That is why my teacher is joking with me. So when the teacher is calling the student Allama, the great scholar, the great jurist, it is mizah. But if after the class, a class fellow was to say to him that Allama, come here, then it will become tamaskhur. Why? Because he will find pain. He will not find it amusing, the student. So sometimes from one person it could be mizah, from the other it could be tamaskhur. So each person needs to assess his situation and who he is joking with. So وَالَّذِي يَسْتَسْخِرُ, this is the eighth major sin that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma is enumerating, and that is to make fun of somebody, to mock at somebody, to scoff at somebody. It is not permissible. It is a major sin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from every major sin and grant us all the tawfiq to learn deen and follow deen correctly and make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.